been a week of debates and door knocking for politicians. And here to take a look back is our associate producer, Andrew Curiata. Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
And it has been a very busy week.
It has. I've been trying to keep track of all the different campaigns and debates and events in our three ridings, but it has been tough because politicians keep popping up everywhere, from seniors' homes and elementary schools to breakfast, all across Williams Lake, Quesnel, Burns Lake, Smithers, Haida Gwaii. It's all over. And it's really complicated because these northern ridings are so darn big, which is something that Matt Shaw has learned. He is the Liberal candidate for Prince George, Peace River, Northern Rockies. And Carolina, listen to him describe just how big his riding is.
Well, you know, this riding is about the size of the United Kingdom, and I've crisscrossed almost every town and talked to people in virtually every town. So I've been up to Fort Nelson, of course, Fort St. John, Dawson Creek, Chetwynd, Mackenzie. I'm going to Tumbler Ridge tonight. So really all over the place, and I've got to do that in order to do a really good job and meeting the people of the riding. I have to do that about four different times, but it spreads a candidate in this riding pretty thin.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of driving, Andrew.
Yeah, if you caught that, the size of the United Kingdom. But Matt says it's worth it. He says there's things you can learn by being present in these communities that you just might not pick up on otherwise.
Each municipality has its own needs. And, you know, it's very different from Prince George when you go up north. I mean, the industries are different. The problems are different. And to tell you the truth, the economy is really suffering in some of these towns.
And Matt says he appreciates the opportunity to talk to people about what they're seeing, what they want, and getting these different perspectives. And that's something the Conservatives competitor, or Matt's Conservative competitor, Bob Zimmer, agrees on.
Yeah, for me, it's just a way to contact the people and to go meet them. Often, you know, we go out for meetings, some of the rural spots, maybe twice a year. And so it's nice just to make contact, shake hands, and introduce myself. But it's to know the issues, too. And from my perspective, I know I want to explain why we're doing certain things. Because often you hear one side, or you don't often hear the true story behind the legislation. So that's where I like to clarify. Even though it seems like it's a challenge to get through some of the arguments, I guess. But for me, I think it's my obligation is just to help.
But, you know, it is a lot of work. Just to give you a sense, you heard Matt earlier describing all the places he's been. Now, here's Bob Zimmer listening to the debates that he, Matt, and the other candidates in their riding have been invited to just this coming week.
Fort Nelson is on Sunday. Dawson Creek is on Monday, October 5th. October 6th is Fort St. John. Wednesday, October 7th is Stand Up for the North debate in Prince George. October 8th, there's the debate in Prince George. And then Friday, October 9th is Mackenzie. Saturday, October 10th is Dawson Creek.
And Carolina, those are just the debates in public forums. There's other events as well. But in the quest to win people over, these can be useful events. Matt Shaw says he is not saying no to anything he's invited to. Bob says he's also making it out to as many as he can. And he's even taking a trip out to the Northwest to Terrace this weekend to support the Conservative candidate there.
Let's get into the busy schedule for next week.
Yeah, you know, I started putting this all together, but it's just too much to read out on the radio. You heard a little bit of the preview from both Matt Shaw and Bob Zimmer, and that's just one riding. So instead, I'll direct people to our Facebook and Twitter pages, where we've put up a list of all the forums and events we know about coming up next week. And if anybody knows of ones that I've missed there, please feel free to leave a comment or email. And again, a reminder, you can find all our candidate interviews online as well at facebook.com/daybreaknorth. We've invited every candidate running in all three ridings to do these one-on-one interviews, and they are all posted online, and as well the full video from that candidate's debate that we hosted at the library on Wednesday night, available
right,
for viewing.
And we will continue with our election coverage in the coming weeks. Andrew Curiata, thanks so much for this.
Thank you.